It's time for sports. That's right, on Robin Hood Radio, a time where we take a look at things going on in baseball, hockey, NBA, and even in the NFL. All right. Okay, we'll start off with Major League Baseball. First, the Yankees down the Rangers 1-0, and what a game that turned out to be. And what's so interesting about that game is that the Yankees, with their young pitcher, he was flirting with a no-hitter. He's a lefty, which is always nice to have. Nestor Cortez, he was on a roll. And it's a good thing he was, because the Yankees' offense was not on a roll. The only thing that saved the Yankees' offense was Rizzo. He got a go-ahead RBI double. But listen to this performance. His first three starts of the season, he pitched to a 1.15 ERA, allowed 2 earned runs over 15 and two-thirds innings. That's all-star. That's all-star. It really is. Now, he did get nicked for 4 runs on 12 hits in his next 2 starts. Okay. But he still has his stuff. He still has his stuff. He's pretty amazing. So he's now got a 2.52 ERA, the best in the AL, minimum 120 innings, and his 207 opponent's batting average against him is the third best. So he is playing like crazy, like crazy. And the Yankees, with Garrett Cole pitching well, and now having him pitch well, that bodes well for them. Even when they can't score runs, They'll be in the game because of their pitching. Now, meanwhile, in other games that would affect, first of all, the Mets didn't play yesterday, so we won't talk about the Mets, even though they're having a great season. They just didn't play yesterday. And none of the other teams that are battling with the Yankees play either. So taking a look at the standings in the AL East, the Yankees are in first place at 20-8. 3-game lead over Tampa Bay, and a 4-game lead over Toronto, Boston, in last place at 10-19, 10.5 back. Switching over to the NL East, the Mets, well, they're 20-10. They're 6 games ahead of Atlanta, 6.5 games ahead of Miami, 6.5 games ahead of Philadelphia, and 10 games ahead of Washington. So it looks like a good year right now for Major League Baseball in the New York area. We'll switch to football for a second. The Giants have released former Pro Bowl cornerback James Bradbury. He had 7 interceptions in 2 seasons in New York, made the Pro Bowl in 2020. They released him in an apparent salary cap move after failing to find a trade partner. That's just crazy. He was better than a good defensive player. But he did have a $21.8 million salary cap charge for 2022. That release saves the team about $10 million against the cap this season. The Giants needed the savings so they could sign their 11-person draft class and use additional money for transactions during the season. But it leaves them without one of their more productive players on defense. The business of sports, the business of sports of sorts. National Hockey League, woof, the Rangers, after such a great season, are on the edge of being blown out. Pittsburgh down the Rangers 7-2. The Rangers are trailing that series 3-1. Meanwhile, Florida downed Washington 3-2. That series is tied 2 games apiece. Calgary over Dallas 4-1. Series tied 2 games apiece. And Colorado over Nashville 5-3. Colorado won that series 4-0. In the NBA, the Celtics over the Bucks, 116-108. That series is tied 2 games apiece. Golden State over Memphis, 101-98. Golden State leads that series 3-1. And that's about it in sports. All right. That's our sports report.